8:53, we'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Is there any commission remarks?
No.
I will make one tomorrow, July 4th. Taney County Courthouse and Judicial Center will be closed. First item of business on our agenda this morning is approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 472221 through 472246, checks number 472248 through 472314, no warrants, two journal entries or transfers.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
No.
Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have approval of payroll.
Could I make a statement?
Yes, ma'am.
Noting that we will hold check number 472247 until next week.
Yes. 472247 check to be held until the 17th.
Yes.
Okay. Next on the agenda, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving down, we have approval of a previous meeting minutes. We have June 26 minutes, regular session.
Do you have any questions?
I have none. Everything looked good.
I move to approve the regular session minutes, June 26, 2023.
Second. We have motion and second. Any further discussion?
No.
Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have portion of McCann Road vacation. Good morning. In front of us, we have petitioner for the petition to vacate the portion of McCann Road.
Yes.
Sir, if you would... You can have a seat. You're welcome to have a seat there. State your name and your address.
J.T. Magnus. And my address is Taney County, is 595 McCann Road, Power Site, Missouri, 65731.
Okay. Time we could start discussion about the petition. Move forward with your petition, sir. As
I said, move forward with your petition.
Okay, yes.
They need to speak loud.
Yeah, if you can speak just, and even if you need to tip that up to where they can hear you on the record, sir. Yes.
I filed a petition to close McCann Road, east half of McCann Road. I filed it under 71280, and then, of course, I also filed it under 228110. I'm not in full compliance with the statute. I recognize that. Okay. I have a problem with the legal. I've got to miss... I did have a meets and bounds description of it, but I misquoted one of the lot numbers, so that's a flaw that I can't overcome. And I had a problem with 228110 because in 228110 it required that the road be unusable and that the county commission would not be able to, it would be a burden on the county commission to close the road. So I went back to 270 and incorporated 71280. And with my plat, I thought I had enough argument to argue that it's been platted, but when I go to the county commission, I mean one of the recorders today, this morning, to see if my plat was there, I couldn't find it. So So I think that that argument of 71-280 would be null and void because I don't have a platted area in the area where I'm trying to close the street. So I think 228-110 would be applicable if the county commission could agree with the terminology of the standard of the statute. The standard of the statute says the road has to be useless.
Useless and a burden on the
county. Useless and a burden on the county. Well, it was kind of hard for me to put my hand around that terminology unless the court agrees with some of the case law. Some of the case law says you have to have a liberal interpretation of useless and a problem with the road district. So I'm the only person that used that road. It's not a public road for anything else other than the utilities. It goes down to my house, and you have to turn around in my driveway to get back out. And so no one drives that road except somebody that comes to see me. It's about 1,300 feet, full 40, and it's been paved and chipped in the last 2019. They've maintained it until last year. And I had a tentative agreement with the county commission, road commissioner, that they would be agreeable in vacating that street because it had no purpose for the citizens and the taxpayers of Taney County. And they've quit maintaining the road. They didn't do the snowplow this year. And they said, well, yeah, we will be interested in doing that. We don't have a legal description of the road. And I said, well, how did you get possession of the road? So they don't have a file to show when they got possession of the road. It was either by prescription or it wasn't by dedication or anything like that. So there's no legal description that I know of. And I did provide a legal description, but I misquoted a lot. So, and I've noticed them up and all that, but what I think, and we've talked to a council for the county, that I'd like to have an opportunity to come back second hearing and clean up my notice and my legal, if there's no objections to this hearing today, and conclude this next session, I think, in October.
Be the first session in October.
Mr. Magnus, it has been established that the county has been maintaining the road for some time, and it's included in the county's the CART that we get, and so that is established that it is a county road. But as the county has stated, as you said, it would be beneficial if the county, because for you wanting to close it, just goes to your private home. So if the county, if we close it at the point that you're saying, and if a presiding commissioner,
Nick
Plummer, wants to read what's suggested on the legal, and you agree to provide a turnaround at this section, then we accept in under the statute 208-110. 228-110. And we've noted on record that you've come before this time, then you would come before the next term in October and finalize it, and you would follow, you would have to repost of that 20 some days before, as the statute says. And
so would you be satisfied with a meets and bounds description if it quoted the right lot numbers on the platted area?
Commissioner Plummer?
I would.
You want to read that suggestion?
I think they had a suggested description.
Uh-huh. Big part.
They have a suggested description, and if you agree with it, we're going to use that.
Right. So I believe what they're... what we're trying to state is, if you would state in there the point of beginning southeast corner of Block 6, Lot 22,
right,
then south across McCann Road to right, northeast corner of Lot 34,
right,
Block 9 of Power Site, Taney County, Missouri plat, thence east, to end of McCann Road and then due north at the dead end of road back to the point of beginning.
Right.
So that's your suggested description?
That would be the suggested description.
Okay.
Correct.
And if you agree with that, that would be the description we would use for the legal.
You would present in October.
The commission would agree that the word unusable and not a benefit to the county would apply to this closure under statute 228110.
Well, with it not being a through road, I mean, go ahead. Ms. Page will have...
Based on the statute, that would be a determination that would be made in October. Mm-hmm. So in this meantime, we'd have to wait to see if anyone objects to that.
Certainly, but
before
I mean...
we would say that.
But I mean, we are in agreement with unusable and not a benefit to the county.
We're in agreement that the 228110 is the statute that we would go under in October.
Okay.
To substantiate.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. No further...
And you also would furnish the...
right away for a turnaround.
Uh-huh, and, oh, and post that.
That. Certainly.
Mm-hmm. And you can get with Mr. Huff.
Okay,
and,
yes.
He'll go over exactly how you need to do that.
Okay. So if there's no further discussion at this time, I would read into the record the petition to vacate the public road.
Is there any objections?
Huh?
Is there any objections to this?
From us?
No,
is there
from
anyone
the
in the
crowd.
Audience?
Is there anyone in the audience? Is there any objections to me reading into the petition to vacate public road into record? I don't hear anyone. So at this time, I will read the petition to vacate public road. The undersigned, duly qualified, and competent adults, registered voters of Taney County, Missouri, Section 9, Township 23, Range 20, all reside in the immediate neighborhood of the following described proposed road to be vacated to the sole private use to adjacent landowner, and the repairs and upkeep should be not burdened and be maintained by the district. This is a road that was never dedicated to the public, but the district voluntarily did the upkeep since it was an extension of F Street, which was later renamed to McCann Road under the 911 name change. McCann Road runs east of BB Highway to a dead end. Meets and bounds description, point of beginning.
Huh?
So this is on the petition. Is that all I need is the top part?
We want to be sure the meets and bounds agrees with what our attorney has.
Recommendation. Okay. The proposed vacation of the unplotted section of McCann Road is located within and through the petitioner's property with public utility, water permits, and easements, and it's further declared that petitioner placed public notice of the application in three distinct, separate, and independent places in said township. In accordance with RSMO 228.110, one at the proposed beginning of said public road, one at the proposed termination of said public road, and one at the post office at Powersite, Missouri, and there maintained until taken up by the County Commission, and that a duplicate original copy of one of said public notices is herewith filed with return thereof duly entered thereon, and that by said means public notice of this application has been duly given and said County Commission has duly obtained jurisdiction of the subject matter and of all parties herein, and that the facts herein justify the establishment of said public road to be closed. Wherefore, said petitioners make a request for the close of public right-of-way and use of said proposed road, period. Signature sheet, date, and said in county, 18th day of May, 2023, as witness of our respective hands, full names, and proper signatures for the closing of road from the county road system. And we do have the signatures at hand. Do those need to be read into the record?
No.
No. Okay.
So then it will be on the October agenda, and you will repost that date 20-some days before.
Yeah, pursuant to 228.110. You don't have to follow the 71, Chapter 71.
You told me what you said.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate your help.
Thank you.
Get her name.
I don't know if we need her name on the record, Ben,
okay.
Since she spoke.
Okay, yes, since you spoke, would you mind stating your name? I apologize. No.
My name is Crystal Turner, C-R-Y-S-T-A.